The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good afternoon, and here we are once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I'm happy to be here again on this beautiful Friday, another beautiful Friday. I don't think October knows it's fall. It kind of feels a little bit like fall. What do you think, Lisa?
Love October, love fall. It's my favorite. And you can, even though you can't necessarily feel it in the air, you can see it's coming.
Yes.
And the leaves are changing. Mm-hmm. And the apple picking's happening. And it's just so exciting.
It is. I love, and the drive into Warwick, I say this every time to people as I get on this air, they're probably sick of me saying it, but the drive into Warwick is always awesome.
It's my
I want
favorite.
To remind everybody that we are live. So if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. Today, I have two guests. I always like when I have more than one because it's, it becomes like a hangout, right? We're hanging out on a Friday afternoon. I have Lisa Gubernick from M&T Bank with me, and she's also a co-chair for one of our committees, the Minority Women in Business. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
And then I have Dr. Marvali. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's perfect.
Get closer to the mic. I know it's your first time.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And he is from Crystal Run Healthcare. It's okay to get closer to the mic. Say hi.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
So he's going to do his little thing on. One of the reasons I also love October is because we wear a lot of pink, mm-hmm. You know, breast cancer awareness. And so the doctor here, we're going to talk about breast cancer awareness. Some of the changes have gone on in the industry is in terms of how to detect breast cancer and the things that you can do to learn about that. So we're going to go into that in a minute. But first, I want to, just so that we don't get interrupted at the end of the show, I'm going to just put out a couple things that are happening with the chamber. First, and I'm going to be talking about this until it happens. I have planned a trip for the chamber through Chamber Discoveries. We are going on an adventure. We are going to discover and explore Costa Rica, March 18th, 2018. I'm so excited because I've been to Costa Rica. I absolutely loved it. I said to myself, when I retire, I'm moving to Costa Rica. That's how much I love it there. So when they gave me the task of picking a place to discover and explore, of course, I said, let's go to Costa Rica. So that's where I'm going. There's a lot of information on our website, and also I've been putting it on our member blast. It goes out every single Friday about information on Costa Rica. It's a 9-day journey. Again, like I say, March 2018. So if you want to go on an adventure with the Chamber and Chamber Discoveries, send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com or give me a call at 845-457-9700 or visit orangeny.com, our website, for more information. I'm also putting it all over Facebook. Because I want people to come with me. Mm. And I want a huge party at Costa Rica. They're going to kick us out. I also want to mention, we have several ribbon cuttings. Now, the Chamber is very popular for their ribbon cuttings, especially because this is one way we celebrate our new members. So next week, we have three ribbon cuttings. The first one is going to be Monday, October 16 at 3 p.m. And the reason I'm very excited about this one is because this is my very first member connection. As we all know, I started at the Chamber. It's going to be almost a year in December. And my very first, I call it a member connection instead of a sale because I'm not a salesperson. So, but I'm my very first person that I had joined the Chambers, Francesca's Pizzeria and Restaurant, located at 201 Ward Street in the Village of Montgomery. And so I planned his ribbon cutting. It's going to be on Monday at 3 p.m. And not only is it going to be fantastic food, where I got mariachis coming.
Ooh.
It's going to be so much fun. Mariachis Viva Mexico is going to be there.
Nice.
To celebrate with us. I also want to remind everybody that I've also been collecting stuff for Puerto Rico, relief for Puerto Rico. And just today, Moorhead Honda dropped off a bunch of stuff.
Awesome.
I had Walk Hill Valley Federal Savings and Loan dropped off a bunch of stuff. I had, and they also dropped off a check, a monetary donation. And then I had the Josephine Louise Public Library in Walden dropped off a bunch of stuff. So today was the last day to drop off stuff at the Chamber of Commerce. But you know, I will, Barbara Martinez, continue taking stuff because the need doesn't stop. So I just want to put that out there. Two other ribbon cuttings on October 19th, Access Physical Therapy and Wellness at 5 p.m. They're opening their new location in Newburgh. And then on October 20th at 12 p.m., Innate Chiropractic. They are also located in Newburgh at 52 Route 17K in Newburgh. So if you want to come to any of our ribbon cuttings, we welcome everyone to join us. Go on to our website at orangeny.com for more information, or you can always call the chamber at 845-457-9700. So, Lisa.
Yes.
We recently had Lisa Lipkin. She was a guest of mine here on WTBQ a couple months ago. I fell in love with her instantly. Mm-hmm. She is a story strategist. She was awesome. Mm-hmm. And when we decided that we wanted to have a speaker, we chose Lisa Lipkin because, you know, it's always fun to hear someone be able to tell a story the way that she tells it. Mm-hmm. And I gotta tell you, packed house.
Yep.
Right?
She was amazing. So for Women in Business Month, we really try to get quality value add programming that we think is not only going to give value to women-owned businesses, but give value to businesses in general. So we're not looking for it to be any kind of exclusive event. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to take value away from it. So it was so great that you brought her up as a suggestion to do this breakfast.
And I was so glad that she was able to, because she lives like...
Yeah.
In the Netherlands. You know, yeah, she's just hanging out.
And I talked to her a couple months ago, and I was just blown away by what she does. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to see, you know, that side of things really be valued from a business perspective. Because in my role with M&T Bank, I talk to business owners all day. And one of the things that they talk about is a challenge that keeps them up at night is how do you attract quality employees, mm-hmm. and how do you retain quality employees? And she has actually taken storytelling and developed a company that she can go out to different companies and help them attract and retain employees by helping them bring out the stories and their people. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was such a fascinating way to go about growing your business. Mm-hmm. And she is just amazing at what she does. And it was funny because I met her for coffee the day before, and she had already figured out my story in about 10 minutes and how it applied to my business and how I use it. And she is excellent at what she does. And
she is. I mean, she started the breakfast telling a story about her Hungarian mother. Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious. It was such a great story. And and I'm thinking to myself, how does she tie this into what she's going to tell us? She had four tips on how to... you know, pull up, get the story behind to make it give you a more human, more relatable connection to your business. And I absolutely love that.
Well,
like I said,
she talked about how when she was little, her mother wouldn't ask her to do something because, you know, clean your room, right? You're going to say, no, I'm not going to clean my room. Why should I clean my room? But she would tell her a story instead. And through that story, Lisa would get up and clean her room. Mm-hmm. And that is the story behind the story.
It reminds me of like she has like Aesop fables, right? It gives you a moral and you feel compelled to do things.
Yep, absolutely.
So she was excellent. I actually Facebook Lived it because I didn't want it. Those that couldn't make it, we had a packed mm-hmm. house. Everybody was there. Every seat was full.
And people were lined up to talk to her afterwards,
yes,
right?
That was my favorite part of the whole thing was the fact that people lined up. They lined themselves up to stand in front of her to ask her questions. Even your boss, Dr. Corey from Crystal Run Healthcare, was one of the first people that lined up to speak to Lisa Lipkin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I mean, he said, oh, wow. Yeah.
She just has such an innovative, unique niche that I think is just extraordinary.
And one of the things I want to put out there, I've been dying for her to meet Debbie Major. Debbie mm-hmm. Major does a show here, or used to do a show here with WTBQ and Taylor, who runs the station here with Frank. They are part of like the Xylophone family, mm-hmm. and I wanted to connect them to Debbie Major and Xylophone because Debbie has such a wonderful story, mm-hmm. and I think Lisa can help her get it out there on QR codes and business, that black and white montage that she does. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a perfect combination, so I was very excited that I was able to make that connection, which is really what the Chamber is about. It's about networking and bringing people together to, you know, business, to help your business grow?
I'm so lucky that I've been a part of the Chamber Group and the Minority Women Business Committee, because it's given me exposure to so many businesses that I normally wouldn't have seen, and women-owned business, and people of extraordinary talent doing extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she specifically had said that, you know, people's the part of their brain that detects emotion when you're telling a story, both the storyteller and the person.
Did you say it was like
the
amygdala?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nice.
Ah,
and
I'm a doctor.
It lights up, yeah. And that's how you know you're making a connection.
So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to give the doctor a chance to talk, because he's been very quiet. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise on WTBQ. We'll be right back. Yep.
Great-great-grandfather didn't have electricity for most of his furniture-making years, so I know he never dreamed of combining electricity and furniture. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. Today, I'm emphasizing the benefits and comfort of combining electricity and furniture in reclining sofas, chairs, and sectionals, as well as in adjustable beds. Every piece has countless positions to explore as you search for the gratification of finding your perfect zone. For the ultimate in cozy, caressing comfort, come to Millspaugh Furniture to experience the advantages for sitting, lying down, watching TV, relaxing, and sleeping. Millspaugh Furniture is always focused on the non-disposable story, so you can be assured that your luxurious electrical experience will be enjoyed by you and your family for years to come. Combine comfort with confidence at Millspaugh Furniture now and luxuriate in a new world of coziness. That's Millspaugh Furniture, where we've been offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Art in Everywhere reimagines Shakespeare's As You Like It as a story about refugees. It unlocks this beloved comedy's deepest heartbeat to tell a distinctly contemporary story, one that looks into a world of dislocation and exile to discover resilience, reconciliation, and love. Performed by a diverse cast of actors, it unleashes theater's unique ability to awaken empathy. It is presented in collaboration with Baruch Performing Arts Center, runs October 8th through the 28th. For tickets, go to artineverywhere.com or call 212-352-3101.
As a kid, I didn't think about safety, but as a mom, I think about it in our home, at the playground, and pretty much everywhere. So when Orange and Rockland has safety advice, I listen. They taught me how to detect a gas leak and to report it right away by calling Orange and Rockland, your local gas utility, or 911. They also remind me to stay away from downed power lines and alert them immediately. For more tips to keep you and your loved ones safe, visit ORU.com or call 1-877-434-4100. Orange and Rockland. Everything matters.
Hi, this is Alan Fernandez. Join me at the Jazz Getaway with Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and Duke Ellington and more every Sunday at 7 p.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ. And we're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And before we went on break, Lisa and I took over the show. And the doctor isn't quite pulling his weight here. Come on, doctor. Dr. Marvali from Crystal Run Healthcare is here to talk about breast cancer awareness. It's apropos for the month of October. We are wearing our pink. Where's your pink, doctor?
It's a little bit of pink.
It's in the pink family. So, doctor, you work for Crystal Run Healthcare, and tell us what your title is. What type of doctor are you?
So, hi, everybody. Barbara, thank you for having me here. I am a hematology oncology physician, and I joined Crystal Run Healthcare a little over a year ago. And before that, I was doing my training in oncology at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. And before that, I was here in New York doing my internal medicine residency.
Awesome. So you went all the way to Texas and then came all the way back?
Yes, I came back.
Okay. Awesome.
That's much.
Welcome.
How much I love Hudson Valley.
Yeah. Oh, nice plug. Mm-hmm. So we breast cancer awareness, of course, a very important topic, and things have changed through the years. What I knew 10 years ago isn't necessarily true now, and so you are going to kind of, and that's why the importance of awareness in October, and it should be every single month, but of course we focus on it in October because, you know, we want to give it its time.
Exactly. So things have been changing at a very fast pace. And also the amount of people that have been getting breast cancer, those things have changed. So since this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are raising awareness of the importance of early detection of breast cancer. And also we want people to know how prevalent breast cancer is. Mm-hmm. In women, it is the most common cancer, and it's the second leading cause of cancer death among women, the first being lung cancer. Mm-hmm. In general, about 12%, or in other words, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed of breast cancer during the lifetime. In 2017 itself, it's expected that over 250,000 women and about 2,400 men, it happens in men too, will be diagnosed of invasive breast cancer.
It's amazing that how that happens. And I want to remind everyone, we are live. So if you have a question for the doctor, 845-651-1110. Again, this is just kind of we're talking, giving out information. If you do have specific questions, you really should consult your own physician and doctor. But for now, you know, this is very valuable information that the doctor is going to be sharing with us today.
Continue. Exactly. So if anybody has any questions, please call in. And as I was saying, you know, the prevalence of breast cancer at this time, there are around 3 million people with a history of breast cancer just in the United States, and this includes women who are still being treated or have mm-hmm. a history of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to share a quick little story. I have, for those that know me, I am an avid spinner. I do go to spin class. I've been doing it for 4 years. And my spin instructor, Cindy, I hope she doesn't mind me putting this out there. She's put it all over Facebook. She was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And I tell you, it not only shook me, I think it shook all of our spin sisters, that's what we call it ourselves, to the core. Because here we think to ourselves, you get this false sense of security, very healthy woman, works out all the time. You know, you just think to yourself, cancer is not going to get somebody like that. And then it does, you know, and you think to yourself, what is happening?
Well, we talked too before just about the myths that are out there. And, you know, myself, I said, oh, it's not in my family history. So, you know, no worries. But right. You said that's not.
Yeah, really. Actually, about 20% of the women who end up having breast cancer have a family history of a breast cancer, specifically in their first degree relative. So I would say more than 80% of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer, they have no clue of breast cancer in their family.
Right. Because I also had that common misconception that, you know, well, no one in my family has it, so I really shouldn't worry about it, you know, but that's not the norm or the case anymore. It seems we have a phone call, doctor.
Yes. Good afternoon, doctor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barbara. I just had a question. What are the risk factors for men to get something called gynecomastia, and can you explain what that is?
So gynecomastia is basically enlargement of a men's breast. This can happen because, you know, of excess estrogen in the man. This could be either supplementation. You know, some people may take some specific supplements. There's any exposure to any agent that can hurt the liver where estrogens are, you know, metabolized in the liver. If there's alcohol intake or any other causative agent that has caused damage to the liver, there's increased estrogen in the blood, and that could cause increase in the size of a man's breast. But that does not necessarily mean it's connected to breast cancer itself.
And what's the percentage of gynecomastia as a general rule or a general thing?
I would not say it's very common. It depends from place to place. You know, in general, this is not specifically connected to breast cancer.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay.
Thank you so much
right,
for your
you.
Call. Thank you. So we're talking about statistics. So we mentioned before here, we're thinking misconception. If you have a family history of it, then you chances are, you know, but don't worry if you don't. So that's not necessarily true anymore.
Yes.
So give us a little bit more on, I'm going to say this word, etiology. Did I say that
yeah,
right?
That's perfect. Huh? Yeah, it's basically
I'm
etiology are causative agents that could increase your risk of getting breast mm-hmm. cancer. Unfortunately, for the majority of women that come up with breast cancer, present with breast cancer, we're not able to identify a specific causative agent or a specific etiology. But we have several risk factors that have been well documented. Reproductive factors, such as prolonged exposure to estrogens, you know, women who have early menstrual periods, late menopause, late age of first childbirth, Also, oral contraceptive and hormone replacement therapies users are at high risk compared to non-users, whereas breastfeeding has a protective effect.
Great. I like to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, women are at a higher risk if they do have a family history of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But again, as I said, that's only 20%.
Right.
There are inherited genetic mutations that are passed on from generation to generation. And these account for maybe 5 to 10% of the cancers that present. And amongst those genetic mutations, you must have heard BRCA1, BRCA2. They're the most common. These women who have these mutations, they have a separate guideline for surveillance, for screening, and we have some strategies that could prevent breast cancer from happening in them.
So wait, you just said that could prevent. And
yes.
So again, here my brain is activated because is there such a thing as prevention, preventative measures or methods that you can employ?
Absolutely. So if you go to see, there are some lifestyle or modifiable risk factors which you could reverse or you know, not let them happen.
Okay.
For example, people that are at higher risk for breast cancer, they would have increased intake of alcohol consumption, more than 3 drinks per week. Consumption of more than 5 servings of red meat per week is associated with the high risk of breast cancer. Physical inactivity, mm-hmm. obesity, and smoking, all of these increase the risk for breast cancer. So if you can control these specific modifiable breast cancer risk factors, we could eventually have an impact in reducing the incidence of breast cancer in the long term, such as avoidance of hormone replacement therapies, avoidance or cessation of smoking, maintaining a healthy weight, adopting a physically active lifestyle, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
In terms from the reproductive standpoint, planning a first childbirth before the age of 30 and breastfeeding for at least 6 months also has a protective effect.
Wow. And here's the thing. A lot of times, and like I mentioned before, my friend who is battling cancer now, she has a great diet, very active, takes care of herself. Now, I don't know her history. I didn't ask her if that it's a history in her family. But again, it kind of really made us think, it can happen to any of us. And in terms of diet, I mean, we said, prevent, lower consumption of red meat or whatever. We don't want people going nuts trying to figure out, I'll stop eating everything completely that I think may. So what do you suggest in terms of diet?
So in terms of diet, there are a lot of controversies if this diet can specifically prevent it, decrease the risk. There are a few studies which have shown some, strong data. One of them is the Mediterranean diet. Mediterranean diet is something that consists of a high consumption of plant-based foods, especially whole grain products, vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, and a regular intake of fish and seafood. Also, a low consumption of red and processed meats, as well as a low consumption for high-fat dairy product. Here, people get most of their fat through olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a large study recently that showed that this diet was associated with a small decrease in breast cancer risk, around 6%.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you must have heard there was a lot of talk about soy.
Right.
It's controversial because soy foods have anti-estrogenic as well as estrogen-like properties.
Right.
And we know that estrogen increases the risk of breast cancer. We do have a recent study that looked at over 6,000 patients with breast cancer living in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that a higher dietary intake of isoflavone that's present in soy products was associated with a 21% decrease in death rate for these women who had a high consumption of these soy products.
What was that word? It was isoflavin?
Yeah, isoflavone.
Okay.
So it's basically a phytoestrogen. It's a compound that's present in plants and has estrogenic properties.
Right. So because I know that, for me, when I was pregnant, I was taking estrogen pills, but I guess that wasn't enough to, or is that, could that be something that you should avoid?
No, well, it's only a couple of things. One is the contraceptive pills and hormone replacement therapy.
Oh, okay.
Being pregnant has somewhat of a protective effect.
Oh, okay. Thank you, babies. So screenings, a lot of times women, they moan and groan about having to go to the screenings because you hear these stories about who created this contraption of death, and so has there been changes in on how screenings are done?
Well, for one, we should know that screening and mammography does not reduce the risk of developing breast cancer, but screening significantly decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer. Because catching a tumor early makes for less invasive surgery, also easier treatment, and can save lives. And we have multiple studies of mammography screening in women aged 40 to 69, and we found a long-term 15 to 20% decrease in breast cancer-related deaths. Although this does not take into account our recent treatment advances, so the numbers may not be very accurate at this time. And we have specific guidelines depending on each organization's for screening, for mammography screening.
Now, someone sent me a message via Facebook when I had posted that we were, actually it was Nancy Itzla, she used to work for the County of Orange in the health department, and she sent me a message to say, hey, make sure you mention breast health, the breast health program in Orange County. So I contacted the Department of Health, and I couldn't really get enough information in order to present it today, but I did. They did tell me that the YWCA of Newburgh provides that kind of program. Of course, there are specific guidelines. It's not available to absolutely everyone. But, you know, if you have, if you're underinsured or don't have insurance and you need to go, they provide, I'm told, free breast cancer screening and mammography screening. So, I mean, I would venture to say everyone, you know, go on to the YWCA website and see what that's about. Of course, there are guidelines and specific things, but I know as part of the awareness, I'm going to continue looking for more information from the County of Health, the Department of Common Health, and see if we can get more information out there about this breast health screening that's available in Orange County. Do you know anything of any of these programs, Doctor?
Well, you know, we have many programs for screening, especially for patients who need it. And, you know, anyone who's above 40 and they need a screening mammogram, and they should be able to get it without having to cross any specific red line.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go deeper into that for people that are listening. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the radio. It's breakfast for dinner.
The eggs are going to be green because up on top of the eggs, we're going to put a basil and parsley salsa verde. And we're serving it up with ham steak, green eggs, and ham. Frico is the term for when you take Parmigiano cheese and you bake it or put it in a hot pan. It starts to melt together and bubble. And then you cool it and it becomes crisp again. And you see them in restaurants garnishing a Caesar salad or a special dinner salad, right? So here we're going to use this as a little kind of cheese plate for our eggs. So you can put one or two eggs up on top. For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
The Rock Underground, a performance-based music school in Greenwood Lake,
is offering private music lessons and weekly group rehearsals.
And at the end of the musical rainbow,
you could be part of a live performance.
Start now by calling the Rock Underground today.
And schedule your free 30-minute trial lesson.
At 845-595-1801.
Or stop by and talk to Matt.
At 729 Jersey Ave in the village of Greenwood Lake.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Any sunshine this afternoon will give way to increasing clouds, highs 62-65. Now, some areas of drizzle will develop late tonight, lows drop to the mid-50s. Then for tomorrow, we'll have periods of drizzle and some light showers through much of the day. Might be a bit drier in the afternoon, though, with a high near 70. And then on Sunday, we'll have some morning showers. Otherwise, the afternoon looks rather dry in the upper 70s. From a WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ.
Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to remind everyone, first of all, I want to thank the gentleman that gave us a call, and I want to remind everyone we are live, 845-651-1110. And just an FYI, people, I think I convinced the doctor to go to Costa Rica. Your wife is going to love it. I'm telling you, you need to come to Costa Rica. So when we left off, we were talking about screenings, things that are changing in terms of how screenings are done. And so Crystal Run Healthcare, you know, is one of our, as a chamber member, I think they're like our diamond partner. I think they're like our kryptonite partner. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of advances that are going on with screening. If you want to talk a little bit more on screenings for breast cancer.
Right. So, as we mentioned before, screening saves lives. And we have some specific guidelines as to who should be screened, but this differs from one organization to another. In general, one of the recommendations of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is to start mammography between 50 and 74 and continue it every 2 years. Mm-hmm. But for women that are 40 to 49, it's a personal decision.
Okay.
And that is based upon the harms and the risks versus the benefits of mammography. There are some other guidelines out there. One of them, the American Cancer Society, say start at 45. Another guideline, the NCCN, that's the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, they recommend starting at 40. I believe, you know, we should talk with the patients, tell them the benefits and the harms of doing mammography. One of the harm is mammography can find benign breast diseases, and which may just show up on a mammogram, and it would be more prevalent in women that are younger because their risk of breast cancer is lower.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up having a biopsy, an invasive procedure, which was not needed just to diagnose a benign breast disease. There's also, intense anxiety and anguish, mm-hmm. just waiting for those results.
Right.
So that's definitely one of the harms.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say, too, that 3D mammography is relatively new, and should we be looking at that as opposed to something else?
Yeah, exactly. So breast tomosynthesis, now this is also known as 3D mammography. This has been approved for routine clinical use. This has shown promise in screening women with a dense breast tissue and also those at a high risk of breast cancer. Being a fairly new technology, there is no current universal guidelines on patient selection or frequency, but we do have studies, and one of the recent studies shows that there's a higher rate of cancer detection compared with the conventional 2D mammography. And also a lower rate of false positives.
Yeah, that's always what scares me, the false mm-hmm. positives, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So we have, there are signs of breast cancer. And so I guess it's part of this breast cancer awareness and bringing awareness to this is so that people, women, learn what the signs are, even men, because men can get breast cancer as well, right?
Yes, but it's not as common. As you mentioned before, 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer mm-hmm. during the lifetime. 1 in 1,000 men would get breast cancer during their lifetime.
So there are signs out there that they, I mean, so we've learned today that there are preventions, there are things that you can do with your diet. We also learned that it doesn't necessarily have to be in your family history for you to get it. But so what are some of the signs that women should be looking for?
So, you know, our majority of our diagnosis is made from screening. But things to look out for are basically a lump. Women will come to the doctor saying, I felt a lump or a mass. Sometimes they may have some breast changes such as thickening, swelling, distortion, tenderness, redness, or scaliness, nipple discharge or abnormalities. You should inform your doctor if you have any of these, and they should clinically examine you to see if you do need any further testing. Mm-hmm. What you need to be aware is a benign breast disease also shows up as a lump. And, you know, so we should have a proper examination, and some of these patients would need a biopsy.
Now, for years, we have been told, and I think it's been like drilled into us, self-exam, mm-hmm. you know. So now that's kind of something you guys are, doctors are saying we're kind of pulling away from.
So self-exams hasn't shown to decrease the risk of dying from breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So in general, we do not go ahead and recommend mm-hmm. doing it, but we will not discourage them. It does empower women, mm-hmm. You know, they should be aware of their health. So if they're doing it, that's fine. But that's not something that we generally go ahead and tell them to, you know, do on a regular basis.
I think for the most part, a lot of women... they know their bodies, you know, and we may not necessarily know what exactly is wrong, but sometimes we kind of know something's not right. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter, and we spoke about this before when I spoke to several of the other doctors from Crystal Bond Healthcare, because we interview them every month here at WTBQ. We talked about how the importance of women being aware of their health. Because a lot of times as mothers and as women, we tend to take care of everyone else. We take care of our children, we take care of our husbands, we take care of our families, and we tend to neglect the signs of that our body is telling us that something's not right. And something like this, even if you do develop breast cancer, being able to detect it early can help you increase your chances of survival.
Exactly. Lesser treatment, easier treatment, and it saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
Finding it early.
So the Crystal Run, you're part of hematology and oncology at Crystal Run.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the oncology at Crystal Run.
So we have a fantastic oncology group at Crystal Run. Our focus here is meeting the comprehensive needs of our breast cancer patients, both physically, emotionally, and delivering quality and personalized care. Because of this, our oncology department has been nationally recognized. We are one of the first 16 cancer practices in the United States to receive the Quality Oncology Practice Initiative certification from American Society of Clinical Oncology. And this is for our adherence to rigorous standards for high-quality cancer care.
Which is good to know, because we're here in the Hudson Valley, and a lot of times you think, cancer, I must drive down to New York City. You know, cancer, I need to go somewhere else. Yep. And the fact is, here in your own backyard, you have the latest in the technology. We have the services that are needed to get that done here, home, near your family. You don't have to fear leaving the area.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, for our patients, we take a multidisciplinary approach. We have a team of both certified breast and plastic reconstructive surgeons, medical oncologists, certified oncology nurses, pathologists, and radiologists. And all of us attend these weekly breast tumor board meetings. We review all of our new breast cancer patients, provide the best recommendations, the latest recommendations on optimal surgical and medical oncology care. And we are thoroughly committed to excellence in care and making a difference in the lives of our cancer patients.
What locations is it? Is this available in all the Crystal Run locations? Or are there, like, which location do you work out of?
So I work in Monroe. We have various locations, mm-hmm. West Nyack, Middletown, Rock Hill, and Newburgh. So we have oncologists in all these locations, and patients can go there.
Okay. I just want to tell everyone, Crystal Run Healthcare has a very user-friendly website that you can check out, crystalrunhealthcare.com. And you also have the one number, what is it? It's 845- I want to say 703-6999.
Perfect.
Yeah. You can tell I've called that number. So the Monroe location is right on 17K. I've seen the big, beautiful blue sign as I'm driving down Monroe, and I've seen that sign there. It's a fairly new facility. Yes. I've got actually a lot of the doctors that I've interviewed here on WTBQ are there. They're at the new facility.
Right. We opened exactly 1 year ago. So we're fairly new, and it's a very beautiful place.
A lot of the screenings they happen there.
Yes, well, we can have it at many facilities. If they're in West Nyack, we can have it in West Nyack or in Middletown. You know, whatever's more convenient for the patient.
So you work specifically in the Monroe, or do you bounce around?
I do bounce around, mostly in Monroe, but I do go to Middletown as well. I go to Newburgh if needed, and West Nyack.
And now you came to Warwick. So you see, you're welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break. We get back. We're going to talk about some of the treatments.
Yep.
Yeah, is that good? Okay, you're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com.
When you hear the name Earnhardt, you might not immediately think of farming, but my family's been at it for years, just like Nationwide Agribusiness. And with their On Your Side Farm Review, you get a personalized policy for your farm with the coverage you need at the right price for you.
For more information, contact your local Nationwide representative, Anne Marie Moore Insurance, 13 Wheeler Avenue in Warwick. Call 986-9190.
Products underwritten by Nationwide Agribusiness Insurance Company and affiliated companies in Des Moines, Iowa, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states. Paid endorsement.
State Farm, in the Clock Tower on Main Street in Warwick. One stop for all your business and personal insurance and financial services. Life, home, auto, disability, or business insurance, as well as banking and retirement planning. Call 986-7100 or come in and meet the team.
A Bronx Tale is Broadway's new hit musical, and now it's a New York Times critics pick. Directed by Robert De Niro and Jerry Zaks, based on the story by Chaz Palminteri. AM New York hails it as a combination of Jersey Boys and West Side Story. A Bronx Tale, Broadway's new hit musical. Get your tickets today at telecharge.com.
Howard. This is Clark Howard.
This year, the market is distorted. So right now, buying something that sips fuel out of style. So the prices to buy those are great.
Weekdays from 1 till 3 on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
We're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I am so blessed today. It's a beautiful Friday here in the village of Warwick. We are all going to Costa Rica, right, Lisa? Right, Doctor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll let everybody know.
I've been hanging out with Lisa Gubernick from M&T Bank and also co-chair of the Minority Women in Business. I always get tongue-tied when I say that.
I know.
MWBE just... Committee of the Chamber. Yes. I want to give a shout out to Vanessa Primus. She's the other co-chair. And kudos to the fact that, the program. First, I'm going to say kudos to the fact that we had Jana Spilbor and fabulous panelists, Pamela Raich from Pamela's on the Hudson, Debbie Major from Xylophone, Judith Papo from Lego Shred,
yep.
Kim Imholtz from yep. KVI,
nice.
And I'm missing somebody.
Lisa Ferrara
from Superior Mortgage. So they were yep. all there talking about being women in business, and that was a great panel discussion. And mm-hmm. then, of course, we figure we're not going to stop there.
Yep.
We're going to invite Lisa Lipkin to come hang out with us
yep.
and tell her story strategies for businesses.
Yep.
But we're not done yet.
Right.
We also have Regina Clark. She yep. is going to talk to us on October 18th
mm-hmm.
about, if you want to tell us a little bit
sure.
about that.
So she is going to do a seminar called Soaring to New Heights. And she is also an extraordinary woman who has owned her own business for so many years. And she is an excellent speaker. So
mm-hmm.
a couple years ago, she did something called Is Your Net Working, which was basically sort of networking 101
mm-hmm.
and how people are doing it, and are they taking advantage of the opportunities out there, and do they have, you know, kind of a 30-second commercial that's really specific as to what they do and how to emotionally connect with people
mm-hmm.
and tell their story. And so I've seen her work her magic before. She is excellent. So this particular program talks about how to take your business to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it so clear that the programming that we do for Women in Business Month is not just for women.
No, they're not. We invite men. We
Absolutely.
Welcome men. We want you to learn.
Absolutely.
Yes. Come hang out with us.
Absolutely. And it's for everyone. And it's going to be a great session. It's actually going to be held at Pamela's.
I love Pamela's on
yeah.
the Hudson.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm going to let everybody know. Pamela was here on the radio with me. And
yeah.
I'm also going to be interviewing Regina after the fact here on WTBQ.
Okay.
The Pamela's on the Hudson is such an adventure to mm-hmm. find her restaurant. It really is, because it's not right traditionally where the waterfront is,
mm-hmm.
the Newburgh waterfront. It's kind of like you have to kind of leave the waterfront, go towards the condos,
yep.
and then you think to yourself, okay, this couldn't possibly be right. But then there's a tunnel,
yep.
and there's a sign that says Pamela's this way. And
yep.
when you finally find it,
mm-hmm.
it is the most awesome little place, right on the water by
yep.
the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And the restaurant is such a great place to hang out. The food is great.
Exactly. And we're doing a mixer right afterwards. So we're just kind of coupling them together
mm-hmm.
so that people can have some education and some learning and then just kind of kick back and hang out. You know, I remember when I first engaged with the Chamber 5 years ago as a team leader with M&T, and we had an event, a mixer through Women in Business Month at Pamela's.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned yesterday at the breakfast that I met so many great women and people through that event that it's just kept me coming back for more. And the relationships that you develop and the people that you connect with over time, you know, they really become solid relationships. So it's a couple of hours, you know, come out, kick back
yes.
and hang out.
And we invite you to come out. This is one, I think this is the Chamber at its best when we have things like
mm-hmm.
this. I love this kind of thing. October 18th, what is the time?
So she's going to start at 3:30. So it's 3:30 to 5 for
mm-hmm.
her particular piece. And then 5:30 to 7:30 for the mixer.
It's going to be so much fun. So make sure you hang out with us at Pamela's on the Hudson on
mm-hmm.
October 18th, 3:30 to listen to Regina Clark tell her story.
Yep.
And she is a dynamic speaker. We hit it off. We had so much fun when I interviewed her. I can't wait to
mm-hmm.
interview her on WTBQ.
Yep.
People are going to love to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's going to be a fun event. I just want to let everybody know, you know, you want to come out on the radio. You're welcome to come here with me on Friday afternoon. Who doesn't want to hang out with me on a Friday afternoon? We kind of just talk and hang out, right?
Yeah.
On WTBQ. So if you want to send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com or give me a call at 845-457-9700. I'd be happy to talk to you. Now, this opportunity is available to Chamber members.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, if you want to be a panelist
mm-hmm.
or be part of our programming, you have to be a Chamber member. And all these women that came and spoke to us, they're all Chamber members,
mm-hmm.
and they've been Chamber members for years.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get the information out there. So don't get discouraged. If you're not a Chamber member, you can attend our events.
Mm-hmm.
You can come to our panels. You can come to our mixers, kind of learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Come to our breakfast. We have one every single month.
Mm-hmm.
Learn more about the Chamber, about the people that are members of the Chamber, why they continue being Chamber members, and hopefully you become one.
Because when you become a Chamber member, the exposure that you can get is huge,
mm-hmm.
and you really get a big bang for your buck,
right?
It's just really great.
And just the membership alone, I mean, Crystal Run Healthcare, like I said, is like the kryptonite partner of the Chamber. Actually, the diamond partner, number one
yeah.
on our list, and they support the Chamber every single year. And so we would like to feature a doctor every single month. And so we're happy to have you here with us, Dr. Marbali.
Thank you.
Hematology and oncology for Crystal Run.
Yes.
So we were talking when we went on break, you had some bullets for me. We went through those bullet statistics, etiology, prevention methods, diet, screening, signs of breast cancer, oncology about Crystal Run. And now let's talk a little bit about treatment.
So if we talk about treatment, it's probably going to be 2 days.
2 days, okay. All right. Well, we only got like 5 minutes.
So let me just give you a brief overview. Good. And, treatments are individualized and they're based on stage, the type of the tumor, the molecular signature of the tumor, and our treatment strategies include various combinations of surgery, chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, targeted therapy, and radiation. And each to its own, so we have to individualize and personalize treatments based on the patient.
People usually, they dread the whole idea of radiation and chemotherapy, and they, you know, so what do you say to someone who says, you know, I've heard horror stories about that, and I really don't want to do that?
Again, as you go to see, we will recommend it only for patients who absolutely need it. Mm-hmm. We have completely moved away from the concept that one size fits all.
Great.
Now we focus on a personalized cancer treatment based on individual tumor genetic signatures, where we can avoid administrations of toxic treatments like either chemotherapy or radiation without hindering the chance for a cure. Because we have these specific tests which will tell us what their chance of the cancer coming back is. Mm-hmm. So we would not recommend it unless absolutely needed.
But the survival rate has increased, would you say?
Absolutely. You know, what I want people to take away from this is breast cancer has a high survival rate. And, early stage breast cancer survival, the 5-year survival rate is north of 90%. And as our research and science has advanced over the past 28 years, breast cancer death rates have decreased by about 40%, which actually translates to about over 320,000 averted breast cancer deaths in the United States only.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing because a lot of times people, they're not as aware as they should be, and when it impacts them, they don't know what to expect, and they sometimes let the fear overtake them. And the fact is that, you know, there are the survival rate has increased. There are methods of prevention and things that you can do to help you and your family get through this. And so being aware is probably one of your best tools, power behind getting through this.
Exactly.
So, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's all, you know, all month of October. We do it all the time. You're going to see people out there wearing pink for Breast Cancer Awareness. I want to give a shout out to Angry Orchards and Walden Savings Bank. They have an event this Sunday over at Angry Orchards, Real Men Wear Pink. That's a campaign that's been going on for a couple of years. I know my partner, Ruben Estrada, he's one of those men that wear pink. Derek Weinkoop from Walden Savings Bank was one of those Real Men Wear Pink members. It's going on every single month. And I think it's a great way to really involve not just women and empowering women, but also involving men and their families in the breast cancer awareness. Any last words, thoughts that you want to share out there before we close up?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me. And I wanted to, put out this word for breast cancer awareness, improve our screening, focus on early detection, identifying a lot of our patients early, and using prevention methods to stop breast cancer from occurring in the first place. So, I'm glad that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's great to be here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you and Crystal Run Healthcare for allowing us to speak to doctors every single month and for being a diamond partner with the Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa Gubernick, mm-hmm. thank you so much from M&T mm-hmm. Bank for being here and making it possible for women to have valuable programming in the month of October through our committee and through your bank. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us today on this beautiful day in Warwick. Don't forget, you have to join me at Costa Rica. People, come with me. I'm going to talk about it every single weekend. We are going to be back next week on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. And I want to wish everybody a wonderful, fabulous weekend. I'll see you next Friday. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.